Welcome back. In this session, we're getting into a very specific old-school D&B move, the snare snap push. This is one of those edits that can completely change the attitude of a loop without turning the mix into a mess. We're not building a brand new snare from zero. We're taking an existing break or layered snare and making it hit forward, cut through, and feel like it jumps out of the pocket. If you've ever heard a jungle loop where the snare seems to announce itself before the rest of the bar even lands, that's the kind of energy we're after. Think dusty warehouse vibes, chopped breaks, a bit of grit, and that concrete echo-type pressure, where the drums feel alive but still controlled. We want the snare to sound sharper, more present, and more urgent, without just cranking the volume and flattening the whole drum bus. We are using stock Ableton Live 12 devices only, and we're going to stay focused on practical drum and bass decisions, transient shape, break editing, saturation, parallel processing, and a bit of arrangement awareness so the snare lands like it means something. First up, grab a source with character. A break that already has some room sound or a snare with a little grit is usually the best starting point. If you're working with a break loop, slice it to a new MIDI track. I usually recommend slicing by transient if you want more precision, or by 1/8 if you want quicker old-school chop control. If you're using a one-shot snare, load it into a drum rack pad or simpler and duplicate it so you can compare versions. Here's the key idea. In D&B, the snare often works best when it has two jobs. One part gives you the body, the meat of the hit. The other part gives you the snap, the attack that reads on smaller speakers and cuts through a bass-heavy mix. Don't overbuild this. We're not designing a huge modern super snare. We're making something that feels fast, tight, and functional in a jungle arrangement. For the snap layer, keep it dry at first and shape it with stock devices. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight the body. Then add a gentle boost in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range if you need more crack. If it gets edgy or painful, make a small cut around 6 to 8 kHz instead of just pushing more top end. After EQ, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Something like 2 to 6 dB can already make the snare feel denser and more forward. If the hit needs a harder edge, leave soft clip on. If you want it more crushed and aggressive, try analog clip, but use that carefully. Then put drum bus on there. You're looking for a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 20%, and a little transience boost, maybe plus 5 to plus 25. For the snap layer, keep boom off or very low. You want this layer to live in the upper body and attack range, not to add low-end weight. A big part of this technique is understanding that loudness is not the first move. In fast music, especially at jungle tempos, the snare has less time to register. So what really makes it feel strong is the first instant of the hit. The transient, the onset, the bright first 30 milliseconds, and the way the tail gets out of the way. That's why this edit feels powerful even before it gets louder. Now tighten the transient itself. If you're using a clip, make sure the start point is right on the hit. If the sample starts a little late, the snare can feel lazy even if the waveform looks fine. Shorten the tail if it's blurring into the next drum. In a fast breakbeat, a snare that rings too long can smear the groove and make the whole pattern feel less agile. If warp is on and you don't need it, turn it off for a more natural hit. If you do need warp, beats mode is usually the safest choice for keeping transients sharp. You can also use compression, but only lightly if needed. Glue compressor or compressor can help keep the hit together, but don't overdo it. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is plenty. The attack needs to be slow enough to let the transient through. If you clamp down too hard, you lose the very thing that makes the snare snap. If the source is a one-shot and you want even more control, simpler can be useful. Keep the filter minimal or off, and use a short amp decay, maybe 150 to 350 milliseconds. That gives you a tight hit that still has enough body to feel confident. Now let's make it nastier without destroying the dry snare. This is where parallel processing really shines. Create a return track or duplicate track as a parallel snap bus. Send your snare there and process it aggressively while keeping the original hit clean. On that return, high pass with EQ8 around 300 to 500 Hz, then push saturator harder, maybe 6 to 10 dB of drive. If you want even more bite, add overdrive at a modest amount. Drum bus can help too, with more transients and some drive. If you want a slightly gritty old-school edge, a touch of redux can work, but keep it subtle. You don't want the return to sound amazing on its own. You want it to add snap under the dry hit. Blend that parallel return until you feel the attack come alive. This is a really important teacher point. If you hear the processing, you've probably gone too far. You want to feel the result in the main snare, not hear a separate effect layer sitting on top of it. Now let's talk about the groove itself, because this is where the snare really becomes a jungle move instead of just a sound design exercise. In old school DNB, the snare usually sits on 2 and 4, but the vibe often comes from what happens around those hits. Add a ghost note before one of the main snares, maybe a 1/16 or 1/32 pickup. Keep the velocity lower, somewhere around 25 to 60. If you nudge that ghost note slightly early, you get more urgency and that human breakbeat push. Slightly late gives more drag and weight. If you're editing audio rather than MIDI, you can move the snare slice by a few milliseconds. Tiny timing shifts matter a lot here. Early can feel hungry and urgent. Late can feel heavier and more laid back. Don't overquantize everything to death. Jungle breathes because the edits are tight, but not sterile. Another huge part of this is making room in the bass and drum bus. The snare can only snap if the mix clears a little space for it. On the bass track, check the low end with utility and keep the sub centered and disciplined. If there's a mid-range Reese layer, carve a little space around the snare hit. Even a tiny dip can make the snare feel massive. You might dip around 180 to 250 Hz if the body is muddy, or around 2 to 4 kHz if the snap is fighting the bass growl. On the drum bus, glue compressor can help everything feel cohesive. But again, don't let it overreact to the snare. If the low mids are building up, use EQ8 to clear a bit of that mud. In DNB, the snare is often the arrangement landmark. When it reads clearly, the whole track feels tighter and more powerful. Now we start thinking like an arranger, not just a mixer. A good edit becomes a real track tool when you automate it. Over an 8-bar section, you can automate saturator drive on the snap layer or increase drum bus transients a little as you move toward the drop. You can even open up a subtle high shelf around 6 to 10 kHz. Another great move is automating a bit more send to a short room reverb or a darker ambience as you build energy. A simple arrangement trick is this. Keep the snare more restrained in the first 4 bars, then add a little more snap in bars 5 and 6. Give a ghost pickup or extra send in bar 7, and hit the loudest or thickest snare in bar 8 to set up the drop. Small moves like that can feel huge at 170 BPM. For the room sound, keep it short and controlled. Old school DNB snares often have space, but not washed out tails. Use a short reverb or hybrid reverb, with a decay around 0.3 to 0.9 seconds, a pre-delay of about 10 to 25 milliseconds, and a high cut so it stays dark. Low cut the return too so the reverb doesn't cloud the body. If the reverb blurs the transient, put EQ8 after the reverb and trim some of the 2 to 5 kHz range on the return. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't just make the snare louder when it needs to be sharper. Use transient control, saturation, and EQ first. Second, don't let the snap layer fight the body layer. High pass it and keep the low mids clean. Third, don't overcompress the drum bus. The snare needs some attack to stay alive. Fourth, don't bury it in reverb. Keep the room short and dark. Fifth, don't quantize every tiny thing perfectly. A little human timing is part of the old school feel. Here's a useful pro tip. Always check the snare with the bass and hats playing. Not just in solo. Solo can lie to you. A snare that sounds huge by itself can disappear in context if its onset is wrong or its tail is too long. Another good habit is to listen at low volume. If the snare still reads as the main rhythmic marker when the speakers are quiet, the edit is working. If you want to push this further, try a two-stage snap chain. One part keeps the transient clean with EQ and light compression. The other part is a dirtier parallel return with saturation or a redux. That gives you separate control over impact and grime. You can also try a tiny microdelay layer by duplicating the snare and delaying the copy by just a few milliseconds, then high pass it heavily and blend it quietly for a subtle smack after the hit effect. Another nice variation is velocity shifted ghost programming. Keep the main backbeat fixed, but vary the ghost's snare velocity over 4 or 8 bars. That keeps the loop from feeling copy-pasted. And if you want the snare to hit on smaller speakers, while still feeling weighty on a club system, split the transient by frequency range. Let the upper mid duplicate get more aggressive while the body stays cleaner. For finishing energy, think about the snare in phrases. Stronger backbeat, a ghost pickup before a bar change, maybe a double hit or a slightly more saturated hit at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. That little phrase-ending accent can make the bar reset feel much more deliberate. You can also drop out competing hats or bass movement right before the snare, just for a moment, so the snare lands in a cleaner pocket. Let's wrap this into a quick practice challenge. Build a two-bar jungle drum loop around 165 to 174 BPM. Use one break or one snare source. Create a snap layer with EQ8, saturator, and drum bus. Place snares on 2 and 4, add one ghost pickup, and make a parallel snap return. Add a short dark reverb, then trim it until the transient stays clear. Put a simple bass pattern underneath and check whether the snare still reads, then automate the snap intensity in the second bar for a mini lift. The big takeaway is this: the Concrete Echo snare snap push is about making the snare hit forward and carry the groove, not just occupy space. In old school D&B, the snare is not background detail, it's a structural event. If you get the attack, the timing, the layering, and the space right, the whole loop starts to feel more urgent, more dancing, and more real. Alright, let's move on and put that snap exactly where it belongs.